Cigarette smuggling has been the focus of a United Nations conference in New York this week. Diplomats and law enforcement officials from more than 140 countries gathered to discuss ways to combat the illegal tobacco trade. Cigarette smuggling is estimated to cost governments as much as $30 billion a year in taxes. All told, nearly one-fourth of cigarettes made worldwide are smuggled across national or state borders. Robert Tobiasen is the Associate Chief Counsel for Alcohol and Tobacco with the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. He's attending the conference and joins me now. Mr. Tobiasen, how serious is the problem of tobacco smuggling?
Well, as you noted, there's a very large amount of dollars involved on the international level. The World Bank has estimated it at $16 billion. You note a figure that the non-governmental organizations and other public advocacy groups this week have pointed out that there may be a lot more involved in it. So just the dollars show that it's a very large amount of tobacco products involved in the smuggling and the illicit trade issue.
Tell us about the smugglers. Who are they?
Smuggling is a crime of opportunity, and it can cover many individuals. It can cover persons who simply smuggle small quantities of cigarettes between states. It can also, however, cover organized crime, international networks. Some recent investigations have also indicated that some international terrorist organizations may be involved. In the director's keynote speech on Tuesday morning, Mr. Buckles pointed out that a recent investigation out of North Carolina indicated that some of the proceeds of smuggling had gone to Hezbollah.
I gather, though, that some governments are holding cigarette makers themselves accountable.
There have been some lawsuits. You know that the European Union did file one lawsuit in federal district court. That case is currently on appeal following a dismissal in part by the lower court. Other governments around the world have come to the United States, and those to proceed with their cases in the courts, and the courts are handling those cases.
I mean, the charge is that they're smuggling it to lower prices and get a leg up on the competition, and they, of course, deny it. What can officials attending the UN conference do about this?
Well, we have officials from the law enforcement community, from the customs community, from the revenue community. As you noted, we have officials from over 140 countries in the world. That represents nearly 75% of the world's nations, representing 90% of the world's population. What ATF has hoped to do, the aim of this conference, is to bring together the true experts who deal with preventing, combating illicit trade on a daily basis, and have those experts identify best practices that can be used by governments to prevent illicit trade. The reason we're doing this there are several reasons why we're doing this. As you know, the World Health Organization in Geneva has been working on a framework convention on tobacco control. This is an international treaty negotiation designed to develop tobacco controls that countries can use worldwide. Thus far, for the last 2 years of those negotiations, health officials have been addressing many issues, including illicit trade. However, illicit trade is really an issue dealt with by law enforcement community, by the revenue community, by the customs community, and ATF and the United States government felt it would be worthwhile to bring together the true experts.
Mr. Tobiasen, thank you very much. Robert Tobiasen is with the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.